News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, calls for the GAA not to remain neutral should there be a referendum on Irish unity following Brexit were made over the weekend. Speaking on RTE, former Armagh football captain Jarrett Burns had the following advice for the GAA.
The interesting thing about a referendum on a border poll, the GAA wouldn't be neutral. Because if you look at the GAA's basic aim, it states the association is a national association which has as its basic aim the strengthening of the national identity in a 32-county Ireland through the presentation and promotion of the Gaelic Games. That doesn't make us neutral on the issue of a border poll. It gives us a position on a border poll. And a position that I, as a GAA member in a border county, would like to think that from a logical as well as an ideological perspective, that the GAA would have a strong position.
OK, that was Jarlett Burns. Let's go to Joe Brawley now, who, of course, won an All-Ireland with Derry back in the early 90s. Joe, should the GAA remain neutral in the event of a referendum on a 32-county republic?
No, I heard Jarlett Burns' interview yesterday, and I have to say I was very cheered by it. Delighted. I sent him a text afterwards saying that it showed some leadership, and I thought he argued the case very eloquently.
It is true that one of the basic aims of the GAA, and it's there in the official guide, is the strengthening of the national identity in a 32-county Ireland through
Absolutely.
The preservation. But it does say through the preservation and promotion of Gaelic games and pastimes. Is there a danger about the GAA getting into politics on this?
Well, I mean, everything's political. I mean, the GAA, don't forget, had Rule 21, with part all members of the security forces, RUC, Army. You know, from being members. I mean, that ban was only moved in 2001. You know, we also had Rule 27, we had Rule 42. It was part of what was described as foreign games from being played at GAA grounds. So there's always been a political side to the GAA because its very foundation was grounded in politics. What has happened is that whatever, you know, in the North particularly, where it has remained a problem, whatever consensus there was around the Good Friday Agreement, you know, for moderate nationalists has disappeared now, you know, in the face of sheer unpleasantness, sort of inhumane behaviour of the DUP, the homophobia, the ban on gay blood, you know, described by the DUP health minister at the time as an abomination. That's how he described homosexuality. And we see the way that, you know, they're creationists, don't believe in science. Sammy Wilson, for example, one of the most vociferous MPs, believes that climate change is a fantasy. You know, the pro-death penalty. I remember once, you know, just after I began the campaign for organ donation, I'd invited Peter Robinson. Well, I had a lot of time for him. I believed that Peter Robinson was secular and was doing his very best to sort of stifle the rampant sectarianism in his party and all that crazy stuff. You know, what you're talking about now, a collection of nut jobs in the DUP. But anyway, I was at an event that we had organised to promote organ donation, and Jim Wells was the health minister at the time, you know, and Jim sort of rabidly anti-gay, you know, and he actually resigned from his job when he had left Parliament. He resigned from his job because they had endorsed an LGBT event. But anyway, Jim continually referred to me during the day. He was a health minister at the time, you know, introducing the people as the Londonderry footballer who brought Sam Maguire to the United Kingdom. And Moon just spent the day sneering. Now he sort of had to rise above it because of the nature of it. That's the level that you're talking.
Joe, reprehensible behaviour and attitudes that people wouldn't condone. But is there a danger that if there is a border...
Well, that's not right. It is condoned up here.
Yeah, but
people sneer and they're contemptuous of us.
Okay.
And on a daily basis.
Fair enough.
We are treated with absolute disdain. And so what I'm trying to say to you is, whereas there was a time when the GAA here were and still are, and I mean, don't get me wrong, at grassroots level there's tremendous work being done, anti-sectarian work, and this is a much less sectarian place than it was. And, you know, the peace process has been spectacular. Make no mistake, I cannot think of a peace process that has had such spectacular particular effect anywhere in the world. I simply cannot believe.
Okay, is there? And here's my question, Joe.
We're now reaching a tipping point.
Okay, here's my question, just to close. All those points notwithstanding, is there a danger if there's a border poll that progress could be undermined if the GAA is seen to take a side in that? Could some of that progress be undermined if the GAA is seen to take a side?
I think that the GAA has to reflect the fact that the purpose of the association is a 32-county sort of community. A GAA community, and I think in the circumstances, in the particular circumstances of this, that the GAA being the foremost community organisation in the country, and you know where particularly our sense of identity in the north is absolutely linked to the GAA's. You know that throughout the Troubles, for example, what brought the northern community together and what kept us going, what nourished us, was the GAA, the sense of community that brought. And it was no coincidence that, I mean, if you take 1969 as the starting point of the Troubles, that within 21, 22 years, northern counties were starting to win the All-Ireland football title. You know, and you had a situation there where Derry, Down, Tyrone, you know, Donegal, obviously, you know, Armagh, all became sort of, you know, supreme in Gaelic football. The reason being the GAA, you know, and it's that sense of community that sustains us. I think that the GAA needs to show leadership now, that we're really starting to reach the stage now where a border poll is the only way to resolve these problems. I don't see any other alternative. Paddy Keaty, who's a very moderate nationalist, wrote this column in The Guardian last week. I think that the GAA have to show leadership in this now.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Joe Brolly, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.